International investors reacted with shock to the arrest of Michael Calvi in Moscow. Mr. Calvi, an American, runs Baring Vostok, a big private equity firm in Russia. He has been accused, along with other executives, of defrauding a bank that is owned by Baring Vostok and will remain in custody ahead of a trial in April. Mr. Calvi denies the accusations, which he says are rooted in a dispute involving two shareholders.
A French court found UBS guilty of helping people evade tax and fined it €3.7 billion, that's $4.2 billion. It also ordered the Swiss bank to pay €800 million to the French state in damages. UBS is to appeal against the verdict, arguing that it was based on unfounded allegations. It said the court had failed to establish that any offence had been committed in France, and therefore it had applied French law to Switzerland, posing significant questions of territoriality.
Estonia's financial services regulator ordered Danske to close its sole Estonian branch, which is at the centre of a €200 billion, that's $227 billion money laundering scandal. Meanwhile, Swedbank, which is based in Stockholm, saw its share price plunge after a TV programme aired accusations that it was involved in the scandal.
New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio criticised Amazon's decision to cancel its plan to build one of its two new headquarters in Queens. The online retailer pulled out in the face of growing opposition from newly emboldened left-wing Democrats who questioned the subsidies it would receive. Mr. de Blasio said Amazon had been offered a fair deal.
Walmart reported solid growth in sales for the quarter covering the Christmas period. Online sales in America surged by 43% as the retailer ramped up its grocery delivery and pickup services. Meanwhile, Britain's competition regulator said it might block the planned merger of J. Sainsbury with Asda, a subsidiary of Walmart. The merger would create Britain's biggest supermarket company. A furious J. Sainsbury criticised the Competition and Markets Authority, saying it had moved the goalposts in its analysis.
Greggs, a cheap but cheerful purveyor of sandwiches and bakery food in Britain, reported an exceptionally strong start to 2019, which it attributed to the rollout of its vegan sausage roll. Derided by some, Piers Morgan pilloried Greggs for being PC-ravaged clowns. The company said the publicity had boosted sales of its other iconic sausage rolls and food. Some predict this will be the year of the vegan.